do this. So it's start with Makaros. Always a good place to start. Right, Ali Psachim Samach Lamincha, Lo Yochala Damasha Tachshach, Vafilu Ani Shebisra, Lo Yochala Cheye Save, Velo Yif Kusulo Me Arba Kosa Shoyain, Afilu Minatamcha. Okay, so we have this rule that even in Ani, not only does he have to do a Seba, but he also needs to have Dalet Kosos of Yayin, even if he has to, you know, beg from the, or, you know, collect money from the tzedakah box in order to do so. So the Gemara says, Amar Yehuda Mar Shmuel, Arba Kosos Halalu, Tzarach Sheyeh Behem Kidei Mizigas Kos Yafeh. It has to be like a nice geschmack cup of wine. Shasa Chai Yata, if you have it raw, just to answer Ari's question, in the Gemara, they assume that you pure, unadulterated wine is like really, really thick. It's like this wine syrup, which is like super sharp and burny, and it's not really pleasant to drink. And you're supposed to water it down to, let's say, I think it's one part wine, three parts water. So if you just drink like pure, unadulterated like wine syrup, you're yotze. Shasan b'vasachas yotze. Okay? If you eat them all in one go, you're also yotze. What exactly shasan b'vasachas means is a little bit of a machlokes, but it's assumed it means you get to the table and you hit back four shots of wine. Hishke mehen lebana avulu b'nei beso yata. Okay, and if you give from the wine to bana avulu b'nei beso, he's yotze. Okay, fine. Shasan chay yata. What do you say? So Amar Rav, yidei yayin yata. Your yotze wine, yidei chirus lo yata. Okay, your yotze wine, but you're not yotze chirus. What does that mean? Okay, first of all, what's geshmak about this? So your automatic geshmak, okay?
There's two dinim in Dal Kosov.
Exactly, right? It's mamish, the Gemara says, you know, it's like you have to put it in, like in the middle there. Fardos is the zwei dinim der dalet koisois. There's the din of chaybos and there's the din of yayin. Right? You can hear the grizz speaking in Yiddish. It's geshmak, right? So clearly there's a din of there's din yayin, there's din chayros. Okay? Let's underline that. It's geshmak. Shasan v'asachas. Let's say you chug them all down in one go. Rav Amar yidei yayin yata. If you drink them all in one go, one after the other, you're yotze yayin, okay? You drink, let's say, the wine, good for you. Yidei dalet kosos lo yatza, but you're not yotze dalet kosos. Makes sense, because you didn't drink them separately. Hishke mehem libano v'lubnei beso yatza. Right? And if you give them to the other people in your house, you're also yotze. So Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, he adds an addendum, v'hu de ishti ruba de kasas. But you actually have to drink most of the kos. Okay? Fine. So says the Rashban, how do we explain yidei chirus lo yatza? Kilomar, ein zu mitzvah shlema, she'in chashivos ela b'yayin mazok. You haven't really done it properly, because you're the real chashivas, you know, to make it a really chashiv kos yayin, it's got to be mazik, okay? You know, it's like if you drink like RC instead of cola. You know, if it's like RC, so you drink something, but you know, that's not the real deal. The hani mili begeino shalahen is like a side point. Right? This is back with their wine, which was like wine syrup. Al chad tlas maya, they would dilute it 3-1. But our wine, it's weak and it doesn't need mziga and it tastes, you know, tastes great just the way it is. You don't have to water it down. Hey, interesting, interesting question. Like, was, let's say, Talmudic wine really much stronger than your standard cup of wine? Or they used to drink, let's say, like, Crema Laga or Mascara d'Asti or all those wonderful sweet wines that taste like soda. And then in like the medieval period, everyone's like, no, we all love Cabernet or Merlot. And they're really talking about the wine quality is the same, just tastes evolved. And suddenly they like Merlot and really enjoyed it. And in the Gemara, they're like, ew, why would you drink Merlot? Obviously, you should dilute it and put in lots of sugar. So it's an interesting question whether there's like a practical difference in the wine that they're producing, or it's actually just a matter of taste then. In the Gemara, they like sugary wine, and in medieval Europe, they just like Merlot. Yeah, all right.
So where I got confused, is there a full stop right there at the Lo Bai Maziga, or is it Aval Yenu Chilanu Lo Bai Maziga De Yain Yata?
No, it's a full stop. Sorry, that's a different Devarim Maziga.
That's why I got confused, because...
Oh, yeah, sorry. I
thought it was like now with like... with like our wine, modern day wines, you'd be yotze yidei yayin, but that didn't make sense.
All right. Yes. Right. Yidei yayin yatsa. So what's yidei yayin yatsa? So he says, what are you yotze? What's the tzvei dinim? So he kind of pops our tzvei dinim bubble a little bit, and he says the tzvei dinim are mishum simchas yom tov. Okay. So you're supposed to drink wine because you need to drink wine, right? But you're not yotze yidei yayin. You're not really yotze. Dalad Yidechiros, the Chashivos idea. There's the idea of Chashivos, right? But there's also a din of Simchas Yantif. And your Yotze Simchas Yantif if you chug back, right, all four cups of wine, because at the end of the day, you drink it. Okay? So, just to make a little chart. Yidechiros, Yantza. Yain is Simchas Yantif. Okay. And the Chelos is Shiva Samitsa. And so the Rambam takes away our Gishmak Tzvedinim, and he instead says there's actually only really one, there's one din, but the din of Yayin and Simchas Yantif, really there's a din of Yayin. Through that Yayin, you're also going to accomplish Simchas Yantif, right? Because Yayin is Gishmak. And in addition to that, right, you could do it properly, and you could do it in a tier two way where you didn't really do it 100% as nicely as you should have. And that is dependent on whether or not you do mazika. Okay? So really you have one din, you have kos yayin, and there's no like, and this other din present is like simchas yantif. Okay. What did we expect? We kind of expected something. Shema. So let's first see the run. Again, exactly like the Rashbam, just says very clearly. Right? But you don't have to go back and re-drink them, because you didn't do it, but you did it. If you drink four cups one after the other, so what is the main din of Dalet Kosos? The main din of Dalet Kosos is that you're supposed to drink them at the relevant points of the Seder. Okay. Says the Rambam, Arba Kosos Ha'ilu, Tzarech Limzo Gosam Kidei Shetia Shtir Areva, has to be a good, enjoyable drinking. Hakol Lefi Hayayin Lefi Da'asa Shoseh. And it all depends, obviously, on the tastes of the person. It's not so obvious according to Rashbam. The Rashbam says, Tidin el Chashivos. According to the Rambam, it's Hakol Lefi Hayayin Lefi Da'asa Shoseh, right? Whatever you get the most gishmak out of. V'lo Yifchos Me'arba Barabas and Revias Yayin Chai. Shasa Arba Kosos Ilu Miyayin She'inu Mazuk. Yatsi Yide Arba Kosos. Lo Yatsi Yide Cheiros. Shasa Arba Kosos Mizukin Vazachat. Yatsi Yide Cheiros. V'lo Yatsi Yide Arba Kosos. Okay, so he switches. It's not a question of yayin and cheiros. It's a question of arba kosos versus cheiros. Okay, so if you drink the yayin chai, If you drink yidei yayin means yidei dalek kosos, yidei chiros is something in and of itself. That's not about chashivos, right? And now you also define the quality, let's say, of chiros subjectively, okay? So this is about, this was about chashivos, right? It sounds like this is objective. Okay, the Rambam says, for dalek kosos, that yidei chiros is chiros, and it's measured subjectively, okay? And that's distinct from mitzvahs dalek, from dalek kosos. Okay? So according to the Rambam, it's obvious that you're yotzei, if you drink the yayin, you're yotzei simchas yantif, right? According to Rambam, GS Yayin, the Dalek Kosos, is about, even if it's not Muslim, it's about Dalek Kosos. So you use Dalek Kosos, but not Chiros. Okay? So for the Rambam is very brisk, obviously. So he assumes that there are these two distinct things going on. Right? There's Chiros and there's Dalek Kosos, and they're distinct. As opposed to the Rambam, there's one thing going on, right? There's Dalek Kosos, Lufi HaSeder. And the question is whether or not you did it b'chashivas, whether you also were yotzei simchas yantif, right? But inherent in dalek kosos, there's only one idea, there's only one theme, right? So just as like a so far, what you see there, they're definitely tzvei dinim, right? And here, there's one for the Rambam, there's one din, right? There's dalek kosos and bonuses. You can get bonuses. You can sort of like get an additional kiyum of, let's say, simchas yantif. You could do it by extra chashivos. Well, those are all centered around the one chiyum of dalek kosos. Okay, but what is the, why do you do dalek kosos, right? We're still trying to figure out what makes dalek kosos special. Why is it such a big deal? And why, right, is like the first Mishnah says, oh, you got to, you know, you got to do a seba, you got to do dalek kosos, and dalek kosos you didn't do from Siddhant. Okay, next next nafkamina before we can get to the, you know, chakira. Here, right, the Rambam at the end says, how much do you have to drink? So the Rambam says, im shasa mikol kos mehen rubo yatsa. Right? That makes sense to us. You're supposed to drink dalek kosos. You could drink rov of it. Right? And in general, it's not so crazy because the idea of rov is sort of like a classic idea of rubo kikulo, okay? And so basically we're showing up in the Gemara. How much? Of each kos. The Rambam says, rubo kos, okay? And that's obviously rubo kikulo, something along those lines. What does the Tosu say? The Tosus here says, Ruba de Kasa, Hainu Kimlo Logmav, how much are you supposed to drink? Nah, you're supposed to drink Rov Kos, because Rov Kos is Rubo Kikulo. You have to drink Rov Kos, because that's an approximation of Melo Logmav, which is a cheekful. Why? Kidepirish Le'el, as explained earlier. Umiyo Lechat Chila Tzarech Lishos Rovias. Ideally, you should drink Rovias, but you're only chayiv to drink, right, malolokov. Okay, what's this pirish leil? So you look at the Gemara on Kuf Zayin. The Gemara says, "Mishum Rav Shimon Rav Elazar Rav Shimon Amru Makadshin Makim Amitim As Yayin Koldehu." You make kiddush, and then in regular in kiddush, you need to drink any bit of the wine. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda Omer malolokov. Yosi Yehuda says you need to drink a malolok. Well, you need to eat a cheekful for kiddush, right? Amar Rav Huna Amar Rav, the chain tani Rav Gidol dimin narsh, hamikadish v'ta'a malolok mav yatsa imlav lo yatsa. Okay, so for kiddush you need to drink a malolok. Okay, so Tosos looks at the Gemara and those and said, Gemara says malolok mav, says rov kos, but clearly must mean malolok. Okay. Okay, the sheer malugag, if you took all the liquid and moved it into one side of your cheek, that's a malugag mav. If it would look like you're bulging out, and it's less than a rabius. He says, oh, I think Amlolugmav is generally a rove of a Rabias. How do I know this? Because we say later on in the Gemara, by Dalet Kosos, Mulud Shasa Ruba de Kasa, that you have to drink Rove Kos, Vidakala Adame Noni, Avalogmal Chabashan, by Tvei Kedaminan Hasa. The Gemara later said, by Dalet Kosos says, drink Rove Kos, right? Clearly, and here we said, Mlolugmav. Obviously, wait a second, isn't that a stira? So the answer is no, right? If you put it together, what do you get? Amitai, what do you get?
Mlolugmav is just a Rav Kos. It's just a standard
stira. Okay, that's one answer. That is the correct answer. The other answer is bibbidi babbidi boo. But correct, right? Tosfos says, ah, right? Obviously, you know, if I said Ruba de Casa and I said Mlolugmav, they must be the same. Right? What's standing behind the bibbidi bobbidi boo of Tosfos though? What's he assuming? Yeah.
That Arba Kosa or Din Kiddush.
Exactly, right? Tosfos is assuming that Dalet Kosa or Din Kiddush. Because otherwise, where is he? What, he has a steer, he makes up a steer of the Gemara. He assumes that the Gemaros are clearly treating the same thing. When in no place do they say that, right? The Gemara talks about Kiddush on Kuf Zayin. Then later we get to the Seder part of Arba Yitzchakim, right? The beginning of Arba Yitzchakim talks about all sorts of Kiddush and Havdalah stuff. And then we get to the Seder part. And now we're talking about Dalet Kosa. So the Gemara says you're supposed to drink Rove Kos. And so it says, oh, obviously, because Rove Kos is low lokiv, right? So Tosos here says, right? You must drink low lokiv, right? Because... right, which is Rove Kos, right, because of Kiddush. Right, it needs to be the same as Kiddush, because otherwise I have a, because, and therefore I have a stira, so it must be Rove Kos and Mlolugmav are the same. But Tosos is clearly assuming that Dalet Kosos are Din Kiddush, right? So for Tosfos, there's a din of Kiddush, or let's say Kosho Bracha, right? It follows the general rules of Kiddush, Havdalah, Hamotzi Alakos, right? There's a Kosho Bracha here, okay? Now, if it's a Kosho Bracha, that also will explain the two points of the Rajbam, it's a Kosho Bracha. So if you drink it, you drink it. You made the Bracha on it, okay? Let's just, what's like a great example of something that's unique to, like, Kosho Bracha? It's kind of counterintuitive, but then it just makes sense. I'm gonna give a hint. What about the following crazy idea? Okay? And it's a crazy idea. Right? What about, can I be Mozi Acher Miriach Obas? Can I go and say, oh, you want to be Yotze Dalet Kosos? You know, you get everyone to sit down. You say, oh, you know, okay, Berach Hashem is Yom HaPesach Vayikad Shehu. And you're mostly other people and you're Dalet Kosos, right? You know, that's the problem. Everyone, you have to have four cups of wine. Everyone's like a little bit tipsy. You're tired. You're out of it, right? Who wants to, you know, you want to drink all four cups. This is what you do is get together with four friends, right? And each one of you will take a turn. And you'll be mostly the others, just like the Kiddush. Right? By Kiddush, I can make the bracha. You guys can be Yotze. Actually, I don't know if you could do that through Zoom. Actually, what interesting. Can you do that? Probably not. But maybe. That'd be cool. Right? But can you mostly have a day in Dalet Kosos? Now what's your assumption? What's your like natural instinct?
No.
Right? No. You're like, of course not. Right? Also, what do we do every like Friday night? You go home. Right? And one person makes Kiddush. What happens on the Seder? Everyone has their own Dalet Kosos. Why? Right? The good Gasha. Now suddenly you're like, oh, it's obvious that you couldn't. But now you think, well, wait, why is it different than Kiddush? Right?
The Mishnah seems pretty explicit about that. A few minutes
time. Right. But then what did it say? The Mishnah seemed pretty obvious, but then, right? Not necessarily. Right, let's go back to the Gemara. What did the Gemara say? Hishkame hen lebano v'lebnei beso yatsa. Right? So I'm Rav Nachman who did ishti ruba dekasa. It doesn't necessarily seem like he has to actually drink it all. It doesn't necessarily sound like all the member of the bano v'lebnei beso are necessarily have their own kosos. Right? Someone's got an ishti ruba dekasa. Does it actually have to be him? And if it is, what are the other people being yotze with? Right? It's a little unclear. You're right. On the other hand, the Mishnah says, everyone's got to have it. Right? It's very unclear. It's very hard to, wait a second. So let's see Tosos. Tosos says, lo yifkusu lo me'arba kosos. This is Tosos on the Mishnah. Mitoch ha-lashon mashma ksas, she'ein nosin l'banov l'bnei beso, ki im la'atzma. V'hu motzi es kulam b'shalav. Why? The Mishna arba kosos mikiddush dechol hashana. Right? Why would dali kosos be different than kiddush? She'echad motzi es kulam. V'od amar b'gemara hishka mehem lebana v'levenei beso yatsa v'hu d'shal saruba d'kasa mashma dehe miyotze b'shmiya d'ha ba'inan ruba d'kasa. And then he goes to explain, oh, well, maybe you could say that, no, everyone does have, but these are the ketanim, and that's why he has to drink rov, but the rest he can give to the ketanim, but all the other, the einishta bichlal, but his wife obviously does have her own. Right? Hakol chayim ba'dalet kosos, echad nashim v'echad atinokos. I'm reviewed that now. Matalas tinokos b'yayin. Mashma de l'tanakama tzarech kos aflo tinokos. Actually, right, it sounds like from the first Tana with Rabbi Yehuda, even the kids are getting dalad kosos. Yish litchos techayavin l'shmoa berchas dalad kosos ka'amar. Umishum chinoch. No, he only has to hear the bracha. V'nir lahach mir l'tzarech arukosos l'cholech. He says, you know what? It makes a lot of sense, but you should probably be machmir and give everyone dalad kosos. Right? But Tosos thinks that what? Tosos' whole assumption is that the purpose of Dalad Kosos is the same as Kiddush, right? It's fundamentally a Kosos Bracha. So you don't even need to drink it, really. Right? Someone needs to drink it, but it doesn't need to be you. What does the Rambam say? Kol echad ve'echad bein ha'nashim, bein nashim chayev lishus b'leila zeh arba kosos shoyayin epokosim mehem. Right? It's pasha that everyone needs to have their own. Right? So Tosos says, right? Motzi kemo, right? Kiddush, right? It's like regular Kiddush. You can be motzi achim b'chova. The Rambam says, right? Everyone needs their own, right? Without exception. Okay. What other classic Kiddush nafkaminas are there? Very good, right? You guys, I hope you're looking at the daf and koros because it's a good giveaway. It's a free hint, right? Chamar Medina. In theory, right, on Kiddush, you could make on Chamar Medina, right? On, let's say, on beer, on whatever is the national beverage, right? So it says the Shulchan Aruch, Misha ein lo yayin b'leil Pesach, mekadesh al hapash, mevarech hamotzi ubotze. If you don't have wine on leil Pesach, so, right, Kiddush, you just have to make on bread. Right? Says the Rama, uvimekomo shenogam lishtos mashke hanase mitvah shekorin mad, also known as mead, right? Yachol likach oso mashke l'arba kosos im ein lo yayin. If you're desperate, and you want to use beer, and you don't have wine, so use beer for Dalad Kosos. V'yesh omrim she'ein osin kiddush al shar mashkin. V'linir d'l'inyan dalet kosh zos yesh lismoch amad da'amar d'makachan al shar mashkin. Impu chamar medina. K'moshen isbar b'simit ayin reishayin b'is. Okay? So he says, oh, tachlis, you know, if you don't have wine, so you chamar medina. The Mechaber, though, makes it clear that that's not enough. Right? So the Ramah, and the Ramah says, in the end, yes. And the Mechaber says, right? No way. Right? Doesn't even, not even if you're a B'dievet stuck and you have no other option, skip it. Okay? So, why? Or as a Friedman would say, why? Right? Why is it so? What do you see in the Rambam? Right? The Rambam definitely, there's a clear hakbada on dalad kosos of yayin, and that yayin has to be gishmak, and it has to be 4 cups of it. Right? And for Tosfos, clearly what are we saying? The emphasis is on Kiddush, right? It's on kosher bracha, similar to the rest of the year. Okay, so what's standing behind this mitzvah? So if you look at the Gemara in Imsachim, on Kuf Yitayin, and Matzgulo Kloshishi Mevarech Al Mizono, Revi Gomer Lava Zahala, Alva Omer Lava Berchaz Ashir, Bein HaKosos Halalo Emrotz Alishos Yishteh, Bein Shilish Yirvila Yishteh, Amar Lava Rukhana Bulu Rava, Shema Mina, Berchaz Al Mazon Teuna Kos, Amar lo arba kosos tiknu l'rabbanan derech cheros echad ve'echad navid be'mitzvah revi gomer lo v'zhala v'omer lo v'echas hashir. Okay, so Rav Chanan l'rabba says, oh, I have a proof that you need a kosher bracha for brechas amazon because, right, we do brechas amazon ala kos. So Rava says, no. Arba kasi tikun rabbanan derech cheros kol chad v'chad navid be'mitzvah. Okay, we have 4 cups of wine Derecheros, since you already have those 4, you then need to do a mitzvah. We have an opportunity to do a mitzvah with all of them. Okay? Kol echad bi echad, navid bi mitzvah. We should do it, be koveh a mitzvah on each one. So it says Tosfos. What's that mean? Misha evad bi ishe mashmakan, di ishe ptura mehalel, di sukkes, v'chem de atzeres, this is in sukkah. Misha mitzvah shez man grama. Says, wait a second, right? Women are patur mitzvah by grama, but they're clearly so. They should be patur from halal on sukkos, but they're chayiv in dalet kosos. The answer is umistama lo takinu dalet kosos ela kedoy lomar lehem halal v'hagada. They exist in order that we can say halal v'hagada on them. Shiny halal de Pesach de al hanis ba vi af in hayu ba oso hanis avakan lo al hanis amur. What's he saying? That fundamentally, why do we have dalet kosos? Yeah,
to say halal and shevach,
right? And just more broadly, but you're right. It's like a
mitzvah.
Right, it's a kosher mitzvah. You have an opportunity. You're doing this mitzvah. Let's say you're benching. You're doing kiddush. You're saying the Haggadah, right? So let's just look at Berachas Hamazon. Yish Omer Berachas Hamazon Tuna Kos Sheberoh HaBrachos SheTiknu Chazal Tiknu Masadar Ala Kos Yipnei Kishkein Hu Derech Kavod V'Shevach Nava Kadosh Baruch Hu Lesadar Shifto Berachaso Ala Kos. Right? It's very simply, what happens? You have a mitzvah to do. You have a particular opportunity to do a mitzvah. You can give it a greater level of hashivos and formality by doing it ala kos, right? It gives you an object that anchors your recitation, right? You're saying a lot of stuff. If you say it, and there's a, right, there's some sort of important object to give it a sort of physical anchor, that gives added hashivos to what you're saying, right? So why do you say kiddush ala kos? Really, in Kiddush on Shabbos, you're supposed to say, right, behold, it is the Sabbath, and it is holy, right? And it is to commemorate the creation of the world, right? Yes, it is actually, right, we talked a little bit a while ago about how, wait a second, shouldn't you be Yotze Kiddush on, when you daven in shul on Friday night? Shouldn't that actually be like an interesting problem of like, you're Yotze D'oraisa already? Right, back in the sikya of, what's the point when you're beside their kiddush or these other things? Ala kos, it gives it a more ceremonial status, right? So it's kosher bracha. But really, it's a basis to emphasize the mitzvahs that you're doing, right? So it's a way of giving added chashivas to kiddush, and added chashivas to magid, and added chashivas to berachas hamazon, and added chashivas to challah. It's an anchor for your mitzvahs, right? These mitzvahs are verbalized. This gives it a more concrete tekes, right? It gives it a more concrete ceremony. Okay. So ultimately, right, that's exactly what's happening with dalakos. So women are hiding in, let's say, the halal, right, and the dalakosos, because afin hayuoso anis. Right? And therefore, all the dalakosos, which are there to anchor these rituals, so you can hide them too. And that's also some stuff. It says, oh, okay, it's exactly like kiddush. The dalakosos, there are also just like kiddush, but for brachas hamazon and for magid and for hal. Okay? What does the Rambam say? Right? It doesn't seem like that's going to be the way the Rambam goes. Right? So for Tosfos, everything's unified into we're having kiddush. Right, or the parallel of kiddush, or all the kosher bracha rules apply. Okay, it's kosher bracha that also gets you simchas yontif because it's going to be if it's wine, and there's more chashivas, right, if it's a nice kosher bracha with yain mazut. But the shir you pull above, you're going to be motzi achirin, and you could use with my beginning at the end, right? The Rambam though says there are two mitzvahs: there's the mitzvah of kiddush and there's the mitzvah of kosos, right? You have to drink rovkos because you have to have dalakosos. Right? Everyone has to do it themselves because otherwise they're not doing chelos. There's no chelos. Kamar Medina doesn't work because there's no chelos, right? Because it's not yain. Yain is, right? Yain is not enosh. There's a specific chashivas to yain in dalakosos. So what? What does the Rambam think is the basis for this? So says the Rambam. B'chol dor v'dor, chayiv adam, leharos etz atzmo, ki'ilu hu ba'atzmo yatza ata mishibur Mitzrayim, right, our handy-dandy Rambam from Sunday, shenemar, v'otanu hotzi misham, right, and he took us out, al davar ze tziva kadosh baruch hu, v'zacharta ki eved hayita, you were an eved, kolomar ki'ilu ata ba'atzmo hayita eved, yatzata l'cheros v'niftes, right, hilk lefikach, says the Rambam, because you're chayv to see yourself as someone who's yotzei mi Mitzrayim, kishasolid adam balayla hazeh sarach lechol v'lishtos v'hu meisiv derech heiros. Right? Because you're chayv to see yourself as reliving yitzias Mitzrayim, you have to eat derech heiros. V'kol echad ve'echad bein anashim bein anashim chayv lishtos balayla hazeh arba kosos shoyayim. Ein pochasen mem v'afidu ani ha-Mitzrayim min hazdaka lo yifchos me arba kosos shir kol kos mehen revius. Okay? Tied directly into the Laharos et Atmo Kiilu Hu Ba'atmo Yotzei Mimitzrayim is Heseba and Dalet Kosos as functions of the reliving the Derech Heiros. Right? Says the Graf. Right? Muchach Tosvos Svir Lehu. The Din Dalet Kosos Gamkein Elo Eno El Midin Kosho Bracha. Right? Clear in Tosos that dalakosos is a form of kosher bracha. Right? It gives chashivas to the brachos and the amiros that you're saying. Amnam laharambam dehu mishum derecheros al karchach I efshar lomerki. So the day who chiyev shtia mehach de derecheros. It's not about the amira. It's not about what you say. It's about actually drinking the yain, right? V'hine matzinu od plugta. The Tosfos kasvut nisagi b'mlo logmav. Tosfos says you can drink b'mlo logmav because that's the shear for a kiddush. Rambam, the tzarach shtias lubo. right? It seems he says, "Oh, this is exactly l'shitasam." For Tosfos, why are you making? What are you doing? What's the importance of dalei kosos? Right, the ikar. It's not the chetza of the kosher yayin, right? The ikar is the bracha. In which case, right, what do we care about ultimately? We care about the amira, right? In all of these, Toso says, "What do we? What makes dalei kosos important? They're an opportunity to give greater chashivos to the amira, to what you're saying, right?" In which case, the actual chesed shel kos yayin isn't so important, right? What's the ikar? What are you really doing? You're really making kiddush and saying halal and saying the haggadah and benching. The kos is a prop, right? The kos, the kos is actually a prop. It's an important prop, it's a useful prop, but ultimately it's a prop. For the Rambam, the chashivos of the kos is the kos itself. Why? Because you're reliving your chelos, right? Ki'ilu ata yosei mimitzrayim, you need to do hiseba as a reliving of the chelos of Bnei Yisrael leaving Mitzrayim, of you leaving Mitzrayim right now. You need to drink 4 cups of wine because you're feeling the chelos. What's Gishmak? You could split the chelos and the dalei kosos. How can you do that? Because what does the Gemara say? The Gemara says something very interesting. The Gemara says, not only, right? Arba kasi tiknu rabbanan derech chelos, says the Rambam, to understand this Gemara. The Rabbanan said, you're supposed to drink dalei kosos as an expression of chelos. Right? Obviously, that's why the mitzvah is about drinking the actual cup of wine. Right? The chefta is actually extremely important. In addition to that, kol chad v'chad na'ad be mitzvah. We're koveya, the amiros of the seder, kiddush and berachas hamazon and halal and haggadah, on these 4 cups of wine. Right? So there are 2 separate obligations. You need to drink the 4 cups of wine as kosher bracha, and as expressions of chelos, right? Now, one second. Don't want to do that. Oh, well, I'll skip that part for now. Okay. Now, here's an interesting question. Yeah. That's a good question, right? For the Rambam, is the relationship between these two, okay? The Dalet, let's say, Dalet Amilos, right? Like parallel to Kiddush. And the Chelos, are they connected? So you could say no, right? If you look at the Gemara Masechta and it says, we have them, you're doing the dalei kosos, you might as well do them, you know, with the mitzvahs. But I think it's a little bit hashkafati, but I think you could argue that it's actually very deep, there's actually a very important connection between them. Which is, what is the whole idea of chelos? In general, how do we envision chelos? So the way we describe chelos is, right, we would have been avadim leparo, and now we're avadim l'Hashem. Right? The concept of chelos is never detached from the idea of us being avdei Hashem. It's always we were avdei paro, now we're avdei Hashem. Our chelos is our avdus l'Hashem. Right? It's not simply freedom, right, from, but freedom, the freedom to, right? Right? That you're supposed to have, right? You're supposed to really see chelos as something that drives towards a greater goal. So I think what's Gishmak is the Rambam says, and this is based on Gemara, it's not simply chelos, you're supposed to drink 4 cups of wine and have a good time. Right? You're supposed to be knowing derecheiros, but those derecheiros is, right, the drinking of the dalet kosos as an expression of our cheiros, of our reliving the freedom. It's not simply freedom to go drink a lot of booze, right? It's freedom to go now go and do mitzvahs, right? Tiknu dalet kosos derecheiros kol echad na'avid be'mitzvah. Now that we're b'nei chorin and we're expressing that cheiros, that's mechay, that's an opportunity to now go and do mitzvahs. So it's not simply that you're supposed to drink dalet kosos because now you're a ben chorin. You're supposed to drink dalet kosos and do mitzvahs with them as a ben chorin. Okay? Now just to, should I sum them up? I kind of want to, but... Okay, just two like very small, small additional points, which is, what happens that spill over into the question of Chiyuv Nashim. So Tosel says they're chayiv in halal of Lo Pesach, and they're chayiv in the kosos because they're part of the Haggadah and halal, right? He sees the chayiv in dalet kosos as an extension of the mi chayiv in the amiros of Pesach of the Lo Seder, right? Because the chayiv in Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, so the mi chayiv in the dalet kosos as an extension of the amiros that they're chayiv. Right? For the Rambam, it's part of their chiyuv of laharos esatmo ki ilu yatzam mitzrayim. Right? I mean, they're chayiv according to both shittos, right? It's unfortunately gemara, they're chayiv, but they're just sort of chayiv for different reasons. According to Tosfos, it's normally they would be pater because mitzvah is my grandma, but because they're chayiv in sipur yetzias mitzrayim and halal, so they're going to be chayiv also here. Right? For the Rambam, it's obvious because they're chayiv because they're chayiv in cheros, right? It's sort of, you have like a little bit of these two options in sort of in the Gemara, taking a little bit of license here because I can't necessarily prove that they're not entirely in sync. But if you look at the Gemara on Daf Kofchet, I'm reviewing Yeshua ben Levi, Nashim chayavos ba'arba kosos sha'afin hayubosu anes. My women are chayiv, why? Because they are boso anes. Afin hayu boso anes is more of an expression of, you know, there's like, they were in the nes, so we're machayiv, even though naturally they might have been pata, right? So let's say, I think that with tosos that works much better, right? Normally we say it's mitzvah shesha is my grandma, but afin hayu boso anes, so their chayiv, let's say, in the halal, and the hodah, and the hashem, and the appreciation, so it we ignore the, or it overrides the general p'tur of mitzvah seishas man grama, which I think is a p'tur, right? Fundamentally, their chayiv, mitzvah seishas man grama is poter, afin hayu bo sonis is chozer mechanif, right? Or knocks out the mitzvah seishas man grama. If you look at kof chedam bet, tan rabbanan, hakol chayavin ba'ar bakosis halalu, Echad anashim, echad anashim, ve'echad tinokos. I'm reviewing that. Chimat toras yesh latinokos b'yayin. El mechalkin l'mpeza goes, right? It sounds like it's an absolute. It sounds like there's no distinction. It also sounds like, at least according to the Tanakhama, we have a havamina of being mechayiv the tinokos, right? We'd be mechayiv children. And Rabbi Huda's response isn't their pater, because they're tinokos, and what's the point? He says, why would you give them wine? Instead, give them klaus ve'egozin. Right? Fine if you're not, if you say they're pater from dalet kosos, and there's no toelas, but why does he transition that into the egozin ve'klaus? But if it's part of the cheros idea, we're reliving Yetzias Mitzrayim, then there are two, then one is, of course, women are chayiv equally, right? Just like they're chayiv in a seba, and all the other parts of the Seder, we're reliving Yetzias Mitzrayim. Anyone who left Mitzrayim is chayiv, right? There's no initial p'tur of Mitzvah Seishas Man Grama, which is then being overridden by Afin Hayabos Vanis, right? You're reliving Yetzias Mitzrayim. And then, even children should be chayiv, right? The Tanakhama says, oh, wait a second, we're reliving Yetzias Mitzrayim, right? So, the children also should be needed to do derech eros. Right? It's not so only a question of formally obligating people. It's about we're literally reliving Yetzias Mitzrayim. So even if you're not formally chayiv, you're reliving his yitz mitzrayim. So even the tinokos. So what does Rabbi Yehuda say back? He doesn't say, "Oh, they're tinokos." What are you talking about? He says, "The chimato elas yesh tinokos b'yayin." He says, "How is giving tinokos yayin going to create their acheros?" So then it says, "Give them klaus v'gozim kedesh lo yishnu v'yishal." Which, by the way, is a cool idea. He's saying the kedesh lo yishnu v'yishalu, that they should ask questions, is also somehow connected to the fact that we're reliving Yetzias Mitzrayim, which will be the topic on Sunday, right? This connection to Kedosh Lo Yishnu V'Yishalu, and that's somehow an important part of the reliving Yetzias Mitzrayim. But what he's saying is, the kids are also chayiv in Derech Eros. The only question is, right, you can't achieve that with wine, so you should give them a gozen via class. Okay? Number two, okay, that's it. I think we're going to stop. Skip the pursuit, but not so critical. I think that's the best way to end. This is the best way to end. So just, to recap, I have the following idea, okay? Dalikosos should theoretically be all managed to count there. I have two possible loka. Okay? It could be, it's a kosher bracha. The important point is what you say, right? The kos is a prop to give extra chashivas to it. The Rambam says it's not true. The Rambam says it's not kiddush. Dalet kosos are an expression of our cheros. They're part of our reliving Yitzias Mitzrayim, right? Chayiv adam laharos zatim kinu hu yotze atim Mitzrayim lefikach chayiv lisur hu yoshe der cheros and there's going to be no distinction between nashim and anashim. There's going to be no distinction between potentially, right, in the Gemara, even Ketana might be chayiv if we're really reliving. So if they're 12 or they're 11, they also need a re-experience in Yitzias Mitzrayim, right? Which Rabbi Yehuda doesn't say that's wrong. He just says, well, yayin's not the way to do it, right? Its idea is totally incorporated, and there's a value in the chefter shel kos, right? The actual yayin itself, the drinking of the wine, is a critical part of dalet kosos. You're supposed to drink the wine, right? You're supposed to feel chilos. It's not just a prop for the brachos, but then we can show that he thinks both of them. He also thinks that we're koveya these dalet kosos on the mitzvos, right? Tiknu dalet kosos derech cheros, navin behem mitzvah. And the idea there is that cheros isn't divorced from our kiyum mitzvos, right? It goes hand in hand with it. Yeah, come here.
Are nashim chayavu in kiddush on Yom Tov, or is it just on Shabbos because of Shemar B'Zachor?
That is a good question. I don't know.
Because if they are chayavu on Yom Tov, then you shouldn't have a havamina on. According to Toso, you shouldn't have a havamina on Pesach that they'd be pater.
True, but Tosos could always say that they'd be chayiv on. Well, Tosos wants to say they should be pater on Hallel at night. Well, Tosos is smart as like that. He says, why do they do Hallel at night? And he says, well, I know that they're chayiv in halal at night because they're chayiv in dalet kosos. And they only would be chayiv on the kos of halal if they're chayiv in halal. And then he says, because they're chayiv in that halal, because that halal is the shevach b'hodah for Yatzan and Mitzrayim and Afi Nayib also names.
But wouldn't that make more sense if you're saying it's about, you know, like reliving the nace and not about, you know, like it's kiddush, it's halal, you should be, you know, mechaved it by making it alakos.
Everyone agrees that they're chayiv, right? Everyone agrees that they're also the chayiv in all of Leil Seder and in Sifrei Yetzias Mitzrayim and in halal, right? So this is Lashon. Is. Suppose we're not with us. Tosfos says, "Mashma kan di isha p'tura mehala the sukkis v'chein ratzeres mitzvah shas magrami." Okay, question, right? Why by Pesach are they chayiv? Afal gav de behala de levi psachin mashma de chayavos b'dalet kosos, right? Umistama lo tiknu dalet kosos elak de lomar leim halal v'agada. Right? If they're chayiv dalet kosos, it's because they're chayiv in bi'amiros. Right? So clearly, if they're chayiv dalet kosos, it's because they're really chayiv in what stands behind dalet kosos, which is halal and hagada and kish. Shiny halal de Pesach, dal hanesva. Va'afin hayu ba'oso hanes. Avokan lo al hanes amur. Here it's not al hanes, it's on the fact that it's yantav. And afin hayu ba'oso hanes is machayiv anyway. Now, you're not going to be living something in order to be chayiv because of afin hayu ba'oso hanes. On Hanukkah, right? Nashamar chayiv in Megillah and in Ner Hanukkah. Afin hayu ba'oso hanes. We're not necessarily reliving anything on Hanukkah.
But here, if anything, it seems like there's more of a reason for dalet kosos for women to be chayav than any other mitzvah.
Yeah. No, he's saying dalet kosos are a... Tosfos says dalet kosos are a basis for whatever mitzvah we're doing, right? In order, but they're chayav in dalet kosos, so clearly they're chayav also in halal. You're right. I mean, Tosfos seems to be assuming that they're also chayav in kiddush on Pesach. Yeah, sounds like that.
Can it be the other way around? That because they're like according to the Shita of Tosfos, because they're chayav and halal, they're chayav on the coast that comes with halal?
No, so Tosfos says. Tosfos says because they're chayav and halal, they're chayav in the coast that comes with halal. But I mean, they're assuming that and they're proving it the opposite way. They're saying, how do I know that they're chayav and halal? Because they're chayav in the coast that comes with halal, right? The chayiv and all dalet kosos. Dalet kosos are simply an extension of halal, haggadah, kiddush, and hamot, and birtha mazon. If since they're chayiv in the dalet kosos, they're clearly chayiv in the things that come standing behind them. Meaning they're using the kos of halal as proof that they must be already chayiv in halal. Because otherwise, why are they chayiv in the kos? Exactly your logic. Tosos assuming that, and Tosos, we're just seeing Tosos from the opposite direction. He's so convinced of that, right, that he uses it as a proof.